Welcome to Sports at Large. Well, it's the middle of November, and that means one thing. It's holiday shopping season. That fact comes to the consternation of many, especially those who decry the idea that we go straight from carving pumpkins to mistletoe with Thanksgiving as a seeming road bump. Now, that group includes my wife, by the way, but despite her complaints and those of the like-minded, it is beginning to look a lot like, well, you know. With the baseball winter meetings approximately 3 weeks away, you can count the Orioles on the list of those who are apparently in the mood to do some purchasing. Regardless of whether you think holiday commercialism comes too soon, if you're a bird backer, you have to be pleased to hear that the team has its proverbial corporate credit card out and is ready to spend. That philosophy runs counter to the approach previously employed by Orioles President of Baseball Operations, Mike Elias, who has been a Scrooge of sorts in terms of acquiring talent from outside the organization. But with the club coming off a last-place finish in the American League East in 2025, with a roster that disappointed all season, it's time to go shopping. Elias has already set the scene with modest purchases. A reacquisition of reliever Andrew Kittredge, whom the team traded to the Cubs for the postseason, and free agent signing of outfielder Leody Taveras, who played for Seattle in the American League playoffs. But those are stocking stuffers compared to what this team needs and what Elias, as chief shopper, must get. At the top of the Orioles shopping list has to be a starting pitcher who will take the ball when the season opens against Minnesota on March 26th. Dean Kramer and Trevor Rogers had fine 2025 seasons, but neither is a number one quality starter. The Orioles clearly hope that Grayson Rodriguez will be that guy, but he spent nearly the entire year last year on the injured list and cannot now be counted on to lead the starting rotation. Elias will have to go get a starter, much like he did 2 years ago in acquiring Corbin Burns from Milwaukee. Burns led the Birds into the playoffs that year, then signed as a free agent with Arizona when Baltimore declined to pony up the necessary dough to keep him. The Orioles will also need a closer, as Felix Bautista will spend most of a second in the last 3 years recovering from a serious arm injury. While the closer might be on the roster, it's more likely the team will have to go get one. The team will also need a reliable veteran from the middle of the lineup to hit behind Gunnar Henderson. This player's influence should extend beyond his ability to hit, as the Orioles, as presently constituted, need a more seasoned presence in the clubhouse to help guide the young talent Elias has assembled. This may seem like a tall order for the Orioles to pull off, but it's not impossible. After all, this is the time of year for magic, even if it comes from a store. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.